Downtown Underground, this is CKUW 95.
You're listening to Sister Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your minds.
Hello and welcome to System Kit on CKUW 95.9 FM, brought to you by Voices, Manitoba's Youth in Care Network. I'm your host, Daniel, and joining me is Mary.
Hello.
And we're so excited to be here today. For Icebreaker, let me ask you, Mary, what is one small thing that brings you joy?
Well, lately, one small thing that has been bringing me joy has been the sun, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. We had some really nice weather last weekend, and I just find if I'm sitting outside in the sun, I just feel so content and I don't need anything else. But what about you, Daniel? What is one small thing that brings you joy?
I'm a complete opposite with Mary. For some reason, we're in the same office, but I actually find joy when there's like a cold breeze. Or like, I don't know, I'm really excited for the hail. Just like the hailings. Because I miss the ice and the snow.
Like
I love winter.
You want it to hail.
So when I see something really cool and cold, like it just like get me excited. And I'm really done besides sunburn. I'm pretty done with mosquitoes.
So how about when we had that crazy storm? Were you just in your element? Were you standing outside embracing the harsh weather?
I love ice and cold, but I don't like rain.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
right.
I don't need to be moist.
Okay.
Anyways, so next, like, let's give you some updates for Voices. Empower You is going on like every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. And our book club is on every Tuesday from 4 to 5. And yeah, if you're interested in any of those, please contact us and just come out and check out like our programs. And the next things on our calendar is our Voices grand opening. Since we moved to a new location, new stewardship, like we would like to welcome everyone to our new space and for a celebration for this new chapter for Voices. And the date would be June 26th. It is a Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. In this event, we probably will have like a couple people to talk about like some things for Voices. And also, like, we'll have a singer to perform, a youth to perform. We'll have like tour for the office. I believe it will be some great time, right, Mary?
Yeah. Yes, very excited for that.
And the location, that's the most important part, is at the Link Youth and Family Support on 175 Mayfair. It will be on the main floor.
All youth in and from care are invited to attend. For staff from organizations or supports, we do ask that if you're able to, please do RSVP. To either info@voices or daniel@voices.nv.ca.
Yeah, you can also give us a call as well. As we mentioned, like Voices, we are located at 175 Mayfair Avenue, which is the Link Youth and Family Supports Building. Our phone number is 204-982-4956, or you can call us in our toll-free number, which is 1-866-982-4956.
And just to quickly add a little bit about Empower You and Book Club, Empower You is our program that, like Daniel mentioned, we run every Monday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's a program for youth in and from care between the ages of 16 to 29. So what we do is we get together, we share a meal, and then we'll do an activity together or a life skills workshop. All the ideas of what we do with our Monday evening come from the youth that we support. All are welcome. We accept drop-ins. If you're able to give us a call and let us know you'd like to come, that's great as well. And our book club, as Daniel mentioned, every Tuesday from 4 to 5. We're reading Heartberries by Teresa Mailhot right now. So again, if you're interested, feel free to drop in or give us a call.
And also, if email is better for you, you can email us at ask@voices.mb.ca or Voices of social media. Like, you can find us on Instagram, at Voices MYICN, or on Facebook at Voices MB. And one last thing to add is we are currently planning a summer barbecue kickoff for July. If you want to sign up or want to know the details, like, please follow us on social media and get the updates from there as well.
Thanks, Daniel, for all those updates. We have a very busy but very exciting summer, and I hope to see you guys out there. For our rights highlight today, we're covering Article 16 from the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And this article talks about a child's right to privacy. So in simple terms, it says that no child should have their privacy, family, home, or correspondence, such as letters, emails, or messages, interfered with unfairly or illegally. And children should also be protected against unlawful attacks on their honor or reputation. So for example, that could be harassment or false accusations. And if a child's privacy is interfered with, the law should provide protection and remedies. So basically, this means that governments must make sure children are not subjected to unnecessary surveillance, intrusion, or public exposure, and that their personal lives are respected, just like adults, but with extra protection because they are children. And next, I will cover Article 15 from the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. This right focuses on culture, dignity, and combating discrimination in education and public life. So in plain terms, it says that Indigenous peoples have the right to the dignity and diversity of their cultures, traditions, histories, and aspirations being reflected correctly in education and public information, and that states should take effective measures in consultation with Indigenous peoples to combat prejudice and eliminate discrimination. So this includes ensuring that media and education systems do not spread stereotypes or harmful misinformation about Indigenous peoples. So some key similarities between Article 16 from the UNCRC and the Article 15 from UNDRIP is dignity. And it's dignity through privacy and personal boundaries as reflected in the UNCRC, and dignity through respectful representation and equality in the UNDRIP. And always remember that our rights are interconnected. So we like to talk about the four B's here at Voices: the right to be healthy, to be safe, to be heard, and to be yourself. We're going to take a quick song break. Here is Follow the Call by Kwiat.
Do you hear it? Started like a hum, heard it when you were young, sounded like thunder on the horizon. What could you do? You knew what you wanted and it wanted you. It's time, the fever's here and rising. Fear it, ooh. You have what you need. Run wild and finally be free. Watch the world around you unravel. Take a leap of faith. You only move forward once the toll's been paid. And it's time to mark the path you'll travel. Believe it. do you hear it? Started like a hum.
Hello and welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM. You're listening to System Kit, brought to you by Voices, Manitoba's Youth in Care Network. Today, for Community Connections, we are covering Nichewam, Healing Lodge for Manitoba's Children. Nichewam is a professionally staffed community-based organization that supports children and youth requiring safe care through a two-eyed seeing lens that brings together Indigenous and Western ways of knowing. The program provides healing-centered, relationship-based support for young people with diverse and complex needs, including those affected by trauma, exploitation, justice involvement, addictions, and placement instability. Their work is grounded in culture, relationship, and healing. Nichewam is running 7 lodges, residential lodges, for their programs, and each lodges have different specific age groups or purpose. If you would like to know more about the programs, you can feel free to check out their website or give them a call at 204-775-9240. And their main office is located at 605 Wall Street.
Thanks for sharing that community connection, Daniel. Yeah. I also wanted to share that Daniel and I actually met with some people from Nichewam about a week ago or so.
Yeah.
And we met the interim director and I believe the executive assistant.
Yes.
Yeah, and they were just so lovely. Just, they're doing such great work and they really do deserve a shout out on our show today. And we look forward to maybe future collaborations with them. Next, we're going to jump into our child welfare in the news segment. Today, we're covering an article titled Manitoba Judge Approves $129 Million Settlement for Solitary Confinement Class Action. This article was published by CBC News on June 5th, 2026. A Manitoba judge has approved a $129 million settlement in a class action lawsuit involving the province's use of solitary confinement in youth and adult correctional facilities. The lawsuit argued that Manitoba improperly used segregation, solitary confinement, sometimes for long periods and in harmful conditions, which caused serious physical, emotional, and psychological harm to inmates. It also claimed the practice violated inmates' charter rights, including protection from cruel and unusual punishment. The settlement was approved by Court of King's Bench Justice Theodore Bach and was reached without a trial. The province agreed to settle the case but did not admit legal responsibility. The class action includes youth held in segregation after 2006 and adults held in segregation after 2012, especially for 15 plus days or with serious mental illness. People covered by the settlement may receive compensation starting around $3,000 for adults, around $9,000 for youth, and up to $100,000 in some cases, depending on harm and length of confinement. The case is part of a wider pattern in Canada where courts and governments have faced criticism over solitary confinement. The article also notes that prolonged solitary confinement over 15 days is considered by the United Nations to be potentially psychological torture. And I do want to mention this is a summary of the full article, so if you want to read the full thing, you can find it on CBC News website.
Well, thanks, Mary. I think I think this is a very significant decision, important steps forward, but also I want to acknowledge that it's not about the amount of money, because no amount of money can undo trauma, but I think it is really important to acknowledge the harm caused, and so that we can move forward.
Definitely. And I think if we're upholding mm-hmm. our responsibilities and standards of, a democratic society that has these charter rights and human rights, that we can't separate it when someone is incarcerated, that someone that is incarcerated should have rights that protect them from cruel torture or psychological harm, the same way that other citizens do, right? I just think it becomes dangerous territory when we separate those things, especially if incarceration is supposed to lead to rehabilitation, right?
Yeah.
I'm a strong believer that people change and people should have second chances. And when they're given the right support, that people can change their lifestyles. Mm-hmm. But like you said, no amount of money necessarily heals that trauma.
Yeah.
But you're right too, Daniel. This is a step in the right direction. At least it's being acknowledged, right? At least something is being done to address those harms.
Yeah. But one thing to add, like, I was just thinking about, like, earlier, like, the CSA settlement, like, when, like, the court have ruled out, like, some, like, decision, and then cash is being given to certain, like, individuals. I wonder, like, if, and I hope, like, that they will have a better plan, like, in how to distribute the money instead of just, like, dumping people with a bunch of cash. Like, is probably the way or the plan to help them to recover from it, right?
Besides. Well, definitely. And I think with certain amounts of money, it comes, like, responsibility, right?
Yes.
And managing that money and making sure that it goes to creating a better lifestyle rather than affecting someone's lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's definitely a great point as well. We will continue to follow this story and cover it when updates are provided. And again, I do just want to mention who is eligible to receive funds from this settlement. It's youth held in segregation after 2006 and adults held in segregation after 2012, and especially if they were held for 15 plus days or they had serious mental illness. We're going to jump into our next song break. Here is You Were by Field Guide.
You were the one I wanted, even if I didn't know it yet. You told me sweetly, your head on my chest. Then we did that weekly, till it was all a mess. And you asked me sweetly, does it still make sense? I'm having a hard time keeping this all in check. But I love you deeply. You took my hand so gently. We fell in love accidentally. I don't ever wanna keep you waiting, and you don't ever wanna change my mind. I guess we're living in a love that's fading. We'll be dead by the summertime. But you ever wanna start things over, if you ever wanna try again, you can call me any time of day, girl. Yeah, you still got a friend. This wasn't what I wanted, but sometimes that's what you get. Yeah, it's all a whirlwind. The memories are all that's left. Sometimes I can't help but wonder, do you have a new lover yet? It's just the cost of living and time spent.
Welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM. This is the program System Kids, brought to you by Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network. So today, Daniel and I have some news to share with you guys. We're going to be taking a summer hiatus from June 23rd to September 1st. So we will not be on air during that time or producing new System Kids shows, but we are most definitely going to be taking that time to pre-record some shows for the fall. Summer gets extremely busy with all the programming we're doing and all the outreach, and we just want to focus on that for a good chunk of time in summer. But that being said, today we wanted to take time on this show to kind of reflect on the past year. I've been at Voices for just a little over a year now, and Daniel has been here for almost 2 full years. So we just wanted to take some time and kind of go over what that's been like for us. So Daniel, I want to ask you, what was your favorite part so far of this last year?
Absolutely. My favorite part of the year is having Mary to join the team.
Aw.
That's another joke. But we still love Mary. But probably like not the favorite part. Although she won, it to be a favorite part. Anyways, the actual favorite part of the year for me would be probably Christmas. Because I've been like running like Christmas for 2 years. And I think this year we're really happy to see like how much it grow and how much people like that, our youth or family by choice come up together to celebrate with each other. And yeah, I just can't wait for next Christmas because it is one of the favorite day of the year for me as well, since I joined Voices, because I don't have family to celebrate for Christmas. And I'm glad that I can invite youth to join us. And also youth is inviting us to celebrate with them. Mm-hmm. And it is really like amazing day for me.
Yeah, Christmas is definitely up there. It was my favorite Christmas also, I think, that I've probably ever had. It was just so nice to be surrounded by so many people and feel like we have this giant family of choice, right? Yes. And we're all there for a common purpose. And it's just a really good time. And Daniel, you did a fantastic job coordinating all that and planning all that. Like, it's a lot of work, that our Christmas party. And yeah, Daniel does a great job. So that is definitely up there. For myself, I think my favorite part of the year is kind of seeing our programs grow and develop. And, you know, over time, we develop deeper relationships with the youth and young adults in our programs, and seeing the consistency and just looking forward to having that community, like every Monday evening program, and seeing the numbers slowly grow, like someone will join our community, has been really wonderful. And I understand these things take time, and I would say after a full year, I'm pretty happy with where we're at and the directions Voices is going in terms of building our network of youth.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I mean, if the question is not a favorite part, but like what is my favorite thing, definitely is our youth.
Always. All right, so let's flip that over, and I'll ask you, Daniel, what was the most challenging part of this year?
I think speaking of challenge, first, like we need to understand like how Voices is running, like because as Voices, like we are a network, like, and we're very relationship based, either like staff and youth, or you know, Voices and other organizations and like partnerships. So I think when things changes around like Voices, like it often like take like a more adjustment for either like whoever is involved. So I would say like the most challenging part is probably the transitioning, like as we see it in the last like 12 months, like whether it is like staff like comes and goes, or we are the biggest move that we made, like that we transfer stewardship like from BGC Winnipeg to general authorities, which it is huge because we have been staying with like BGC, same location like with them like for almost 28 years or even more, which almost like everyone that know Voices know about, like, oh, you guys are with BTC, you guys at Juno Street, like, and moving to a new location is one big thing. Moving to a new structures for staff and youth to understand is a huge steps. But although it's like challenging, I believe like when I look back, like I'm really proud of like our staff and our youth and whoever is handling this move. And this challenge not always have to be negative. I think this is a really positively transitioning year. It's just like one of the big intersections, a turning point for Voices as an organization, as a network, like to move forward. So yeah, it's challenging for sure. But is it rewarding? I think yes as well. Mm-hmm. How do you think, Mary?
I agree with you 100%. And you know, Daniel and I work pretty closely together. So when we're going through something, we're going through it as a team. And I really love that Daniel mentions that, yes, these things may be challenging, but on the other side of that, there is so much growth. Like he said, very rewarding. But of course, it does take an ability to adapt and adjust. And that's mm-hmm. not always easy.
Yeah.
But we're doing it. And I think it's going to be very fruitful. And I think, yeah, this year in general, sorry, Daniel, the next question is, what have you learned from the past year? And so I'll just quickly answer it. I've learned that this network, Voices, and all the people that make up this network are very resilient. You know, we adapt, we survive, we do what we have to do. And what leads the way is the values of Voices' mission. And that's the core that will never change. And I've really seen that through and through this past year. And it really makes me excited for what's going to come in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think on top of like what Mary have mentioned, here are youth, and like the way we do things is not like just to survive, but our goal is to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see like many of our youth, like no matter they're at that point yet or not, like I can see everyone have the intention that no matter like your ways is longer or shorter, I believe like as long as we are all like facing that direction, eventually we'll reach where our potential are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hopeful. And And I do want to go back to the challenge a little bit, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this is radio appropriate. If not, Mary can delete it. So one small fun fact, because I think like we talked about a lot of serious things about Voices, like in this section. A fun fact, like in our office, since Mary mentioned we're tightly like working together, whenever we have challenges, like it's always a good idea to pick up your hockey stick and have a little hockey fight. Because I think like sometimes like you need to get the stress out in the right way. And it actually is a really healthy way to help you to process what you're facing and move forward to what ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you have your helmet on. Just, you know.
Especially when you're playing against Daniel.
Yeah. And make sure you use soft puck.
Yes. Okay. If you guys don't know, Daniel is a big hockey fan. And so I remember when I started there in our previous office, Daniel had a few hockey sticks and like an orange softball, and he would just get up out of nowhere and start playing around with it. And so eventually I had to join him. You know, I was kind of all untold, but if we were having a stressful day, or yeah, like he said, we just need to get some stuff out, just played a little hockey in the office.
Yeah.
It's very, very healthy coping strategies.
Yeah. Mary sounds not excited, but she is really more than excited. So yeah, I'm not sure. She signed up. She was the goalie.
Voluntold to be the goalie at Earl Picks.
I see.
It's a shame that didn't come through, Daniel, next year.
No, you still have a chance to be a goalie. Okay, for me, like, what do I learn from past year? I think I would say, I'm not sure why, like, it always stuck with me, like, since I, like, pick up the program, go into the work, like, and get to know some of the story or history behind some programs, I am really stuck with the word, like one of the youth, like Earl Cook said, like the tough time don't last, tough people do. It's really resonating, like the challenge we face, or the new changes we are ongoing, like processing. I think what I learned is to learn from our youth, because I mean, although we're here to serve the youth, but also like we're taking like the story that we hear from youth, and we are encouraged constantly by the spirit like of them, how they're fighting their hardship, or like we are very joyful to celebrate their success, like let's say the scholars, like we see in it for the years, and etc. So I guess like my theme from past year, yeah, learning from the youth, and mm-hmm. it have been really like beneficial for myself, and yeah, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I really like that, Daniel. And I think, you know, that when we hear people are the experts of their own lives.
Yes.
Like that is something that we really value here at Voices, and understanding what like youth led means. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And really letting the youth kind of guide like what they want us to do with the network. This network is here for them. Right. We are not a network without the youth and young adults that we support. Right. So when it comes to planning stuff, just getting that input, like, what do you guys want to do? Like, if mm-hmm. we can make it happen, we'll make it happen. It has been extremely successful. And yeah. yeah, it's really taught me that, like, you can be in any position. You can be a support or a social worker or whatever it may be, but we grow and we develop to our best professional selves when we listen to the people that we're supporting, and we let them lead those interactions, right? And mm-hmm. I think that's a really beautiful thing, and voices is such a wonderful opportunity to learn what that looks like in practice.
Mm-hmm. So besides of looking backward, Mary, let's looking forward, like, what would you want to see, like, or looking forward, like, for the upcoming year at Voices?
I think there's a lot to look forward to, and, you know, this last year was kind of understanding how we do programs here, getting to know people here, that's really built a solid foundation of how do we make these programs even better, how do we create deeper relationships, mm-hmm. right? How do we, you know, really get out there and just spread the word of Voices and let youth in and from care know that this network is theirs, right? Like, this is available for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really looking forward to building our community and meeting more young people and just learning more about advocacy, right? And running programs and what do the youth want to do and what works and what doesn't work, right? And just really making our community events that we really focus on throughout the year just the best they can be. And because we have some of that experience already doing it once or twice, you know, the third time's a charm kind of thing, even though they were all successful, they all went well, just keep building on what we have going on. I'm really excited for it. What about you?
Can I say what I'm looking for next year is independence. That's probably too big. I hope Jay is not listening.
That's always lingering in the background.
Anyways, I mean, it's always the hope, like, mm-hmm. and the goal, right? But I would say for next year, I'm really excited for this move. One of the biggest things I'm excited for is we for sure learn a lot of things, like, from BGC. However, like, the model for them is, like, more, like, within the city. But with our new steward, the authority, and also, like, our host, The Link, they both have, like, location and program, like, all across the province. And I'm really excited to see, like, what this, like, new setting for Voices would look like. Just looks like we have more opportunity and resources, like, to kind of fulfill our mandate to serve youth across the province. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to this new move. And personally, one small, like, goal that I'm looking forward to for next year is the adult team finally win a game at Elko Classic, you know? We've got to make it, like, harder, like, so the youth, like, will remember, like, push down obstacles and also remember the spirit of Earth to never give up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it happened too easy with them. Like, we're losing for 10 years in a row, and it is always double-digit difference. So I think, yeah, we should game up.
Well, the adult team better start practicing early then, hey?
Or we just need Mary to be the goalie on the other side.
True, you might have an advantage then.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you all for tuning in. We will be back on air September 1st, and we are hoping to come with some great content. We're really going to work hard on that during the summer. But I hope that you all have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you in the fall. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
She just needs to be alone. Too much talking on the phone. Paying for sticks and getting stoned. Take somebody home, but he's a dog without a bone, selling things he never owned. Worked up a bad reputation, calling out but never hanging on. Maybe you're better staying home, but you don't. Raising your hands to be
of small at the edge of a century. Through your veins down into the earth, fed on water and sun. Your flowers will bloom 'neath the crescent. Like you're waiting on a wind.
freezing against this river, running flat. We'll be right back.
95.9 FM. We're the voice of the people in Winnipeg. Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tune-in program runs Tuesdays at the Western Cultural Center, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for youth ages 12 to 18.
Testing.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair Education and Cycling Hub.
Since 2010, the wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with dozens of schools throughout Winnipeg to offer Earn a Bike, an 8-week program for teens to learn to rebuild a bike from scratch and take it home with them at the end of program completion. Are you a teacher who wants to bring Earn a Bike to your school? Get in touch. Check out thewrench.ca and look for Earn a Bike. We can't wait to work with you.
Everything is broken. Free now.